This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Hey. Yeah. I had the cough under control. I was so good. I was so ready for this. Anyway, hope you guys are not getting sick. This is a real crappy cold. I've been not only coughing and sneezing and just soaking any hanky. I don't really have hankies. When I was a little girl, my father used to have hankies that were washed over and over and over again so they were super soft. Now if I buy a hanky, they just seem a little bit too, I don't know, burlappy. And so I use my husband's t-shirt, and I have my husband's t-shirt here in my purse, which means I need to wash out my purse, and his t-shirt has old pit stains. I don't mind because I love my husband, and it's soft though, so I could blow my nose. See, watch this. Yeah, see? And you don't hear any cuts. I didn't cut my nose on this one. So I'm able to blow my nose. I'm able to do what I got to do. You know, I mean, look, I'm a working woman. I could call out sick, but there's nobody here in my studio. And it's not like the Dr. Dahlia Show team is here yet. I don't even think they've showed up for the past 3 weeks. I do not know where the Dr. Dahlia Show team is. And we got GCN crew here and doing what they need to do. So I think we're good. I think we got this. Now, I do have one little problem. I don't know about you guys, but I'm at the age now where when I cough, I pee. And I was at work, my other job, I teach medical students at Toro, University of Nevada, and as I cough and I go into a coughing spit, we're talking, I need to cross my legs tighter than I did in high school. And we are talking holding all bowel and bladder muscles as tight as I can so I don't pee. So by the time I came home, I had to, like, be sitting on towels. And what does husband want to do? He's like, well, let's go out. I'm like, no, we can't go out. He's like, why not? I go, because I peed on myself. He's like, well, why'd you do that? Don't you have toilets? Yeah, you don't understand, I cough. You see, a lot of people, they ask for an antibiotic, not because they want to get over the cold. People don't want to take antibiotics. If you ask the average person does not want to put a medication in their mouth. They don't. People don't want to take antibiotics. They don't want to get diarrhea. They don't want to get a side effect. They don't want to have to hold off on drinking alcohol when they take the antibiotic, which is debatable. Usually we recommend avoiding alcohol because we don't know about the predictability. But many antibiotics are safe with alcohol. We just don't recommend you drink alcohol with it. But the average person doesn't know that, and they go, look, I can't drink alcohol. I can't have fun. I can't go out into the sun for sun sensitivity. I don't want the antibiotic. But you will get women. Women who you have never seen before, women that look tougher than steel nails, come into your office going, give me an antibiotic, give me a cough syrup, and give me a narcotic, and give me the highest narcotic you have. And you're like, but honey, is this cold really bothering you? Yes, it is. Well, it doesn't seem like that painful. You don't understand. I need the narcotic. Why do you need the narcotic? Well, the narcotic helps suppress the cough. And the narcotic helps suppress the cough, and you don't cough, and then you don't pee. A woman doesn't care about chest pain. She doesn't care about having a fever. She doesn't care about coughing and interrupting her discourse when she's talking and speaking and all that. But what she does care about is peeing on herself. That, there is nothing you could do when you're at work for that. So, you'll see a lot of people asking for antibiotics, even though they don't need to. What do I think I have? I really don't know. All I know is I have a weak bladder. I'm seeing the gynecologist this week. I'm not excited about that, especially since you canceled on me twice. You don't know how hard it is to go through all the prepping and the beauty steps that I take to prepare for the gynecologist just for her to cancel. But she's worth it. So I am hoping that this is going to be a good, visit. And we're going to find out if I get a hysterectomy or not. Day, I can't wait, All right, so we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we'll talk about this fertility clinic breakdown. We're hoping to secure a guest, Dr. Eva Littman, to come and join us and talk about what happened at these fertility clinics. We're going to talk about the ketogenic diet. A lot of you guys are on that. Is that good? Is that bad? We're going to talk about how this missing scientist, who I believe is still missing, and we were told was passed over for a job promotion. The CDC says no, he wasn't. So not sure what's going on with that. We have deaths from lead exposure that are 10 times higher than thought. Okay? Then doctors have found an air pocket where a man's brain should be. This is kind of interesting. We're going to talk about that. We have some three-fingered mummies from Peru that they think could be extraterrestrial or bio-robots. I know. This is some interesting stuff. And then Chinese ready meals should come with health warnings about their salt content. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's talk about these Chinese ready meals. That's interesting. Apparently, we're consuming too much salt, and health experts say these Chinese takeaways and ready meals should have health warnings. Health experts say that reducing the amount of salt is considered as the most cost-effective means to reduce people getting heart attacks and strokes. Now, this was a study done out of England, and it's called Action on Salt. And so what they're doing is they're looking at meals, and they're looking at comparing to what humans should be consuming in terms of salt, what they're getting. And they say the worst offending Chinese takeaway dishes had about the same amount of salt consumed in 5 McDonald's Big Macs. Now, according to them, they want to reduce salt intake to an average of 6 grams a day for adults and even less for children, to a current average of 8.1 grams a day. That's according to Salt on Action in the UK. The reduction would have a large impact on reducing strokes by approximately 22% and heart attacks by 16%. Why? Well, because salt brings in fluid. Salt will change the osmolality of your blood. Changing the osmolality of the blood causes certain shifts, and these shifts are unfortunately things that can damage nearby organs. It's not a very, very simple concept to draw out. For us, our recommended daily allowance is 4 grams for adults, so we want less than what the UK is saying. We don't want you going more than 4 grams of salt a day. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got some news today when we were told that, President Trump is ousting Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Didn't know that was coming. We knew he was kind of having some issues with Jeff Sessions. We thought he and Rex Tillerson were fine. Apparently he's planning to nominate CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him as the nation's top diplomat. This is orchestrating a major change to its national security team amid this delicate outreach, such as possible talks with North Korea. I love it when they use the word Donald Trump and delegate in the same sentence. But wow, I didn't know. Man, you guys school me. I didn't know. Was Rex Tillerson doing a bad job? Was he doing a good job? I just don't know. So obviously this comes as a shock. Where I find this very, very pertinent is, you know, I see a lot of entertainers who strive and strive and strive to get the job of their dreams. And they do. They get the job of their dreams. They make it to the Broadway show. And then some of them go, well, what's next? You know, I'm a part of a lineup. I'm part of a company. That's great. That's wonderful. But what's next? And, when I was younger, I thought, okay, all I had to do was make a hit song. Or all I had to do was make it on TV. And once I made it on TV, I was good. Or once I became a doctor, I was good. I would have a job for life. I was okay. And, you know, maybe in some respect, in some cases, that's true. But life is kind of different now. And so you see these people like Hope Hicks or Rex Tillerson, or, I mean, they make it to the White House. Okay, I mean, which is, in politics, some of the top of the top. And then even their jobs are insecure. I mean, their jobs aren't solid. Now, apparently there's going to be a female that will replace the CIA chief, Pompeo. And I can't think of her name right now at this time. I apologize. Apparently what these news outlets are doing is they're making you pay to read the article. And so I used to pre-print everything, and I don't do that to save the trees. Because I like the trees. I'm trying to save the trees. So unfortunately, I don't have her name in what I do have ready and available to read to you. I think it's, what is it, Gina Haspel? Okay, good. I got that. I got Gina Haspel. So congratulations, Gina. But boy, jobs are just switching around, and it's like those magicians that have the ball under the teacup, and they keep moving the teacup, and then, you know, you're like, okay, the ball's there, and you don't know where you are. So what I want to say on this is, all right, I don't know what Trump has in terms of plans. Okay, with North Korea. I don't know who he thinks is going to be better for the job. I kind of have an innate trust in him because he does get things done. And I think there's some methods to his madness, whether it's a distraction, whether it's a keep the ball moving. If you have an audience and they're always watching for that ball, you could be doing something else with your right hand. And so when I see this, I just think it's all part of a master plan. Maybe that's ignorance is bliss. I don't know. But what concerns me is we don't seem to have any predictability or any, what's the word for it? When somebody wants to have a job and feel safe and feel secure, security. Now, Trump could do whatever he wants with his administration. Okay, I just want him to get things done. But what is the average child or millennial seeing when they look at our world today? Jeremy Piven does great on Entourage, gets a hit show, gets accused of sexual harassment, boom, shows off, he's done. Okay, Kevin Spacey, who seemed to be, one of the biggest to never fall, Kevin Spacey was in everything, sexual harassment, allegations he didn't deny with a minor. He's out. He's done. Hope Hicks, this beautiful woman in communications who was with Trump from the start, done. I mean, yeah, she'll probably get a job elsewhere, etc. But Tiger Woods is back. I saw that. Tiger Woods is back. He's doing pretty good. Okay. But the average person seeing this, the average person growing up, is not growing up with the same, Willy Wonka type of, well, Willy Wonka, everybody was out also. I'm trying to think. They're not growing up with the same idea or concept that if you have a job and you show up to work and you do your job well, you're not going to lose it. And it seems like every day somebody is losing their job somehow. CEOs are getting swapped out. I mean, there's always movement. And in fact, I think there's some companies out there that go, we haven't had movement. We need to shake things up. All right, you know what? Let's just change management. You're like, why? Things are good. Why are you going to change management? What are you doing here? I'm very interested in what happened with Subway. Quizno Subs. Quizno Subs, I'd like to study what happened with that. Because Subway was huge. Then all of a sudden, there were these commercials. You guys remember these commercials? Quizno Subs! We got a pepper bar! Remember there was some pepper that I guess was sitting there singing? And it looked like some puppet? And you're like, that is the worst singing ever? Quizno Subs! You're like, what the heck is that? Then all of a sudden, people are talking about Quizno Subs. Then they got rid of the commercial. And I still don't know where Quizno Subs is. I still don't know where they are. But that was an example of let's shake it up. And maybe that was good. Because here you and I are talking about Quizno Subs when we don't even know where the heck they are. But for others, somebody might have lost their job. It happened to me. I was supposed to start a TV show. TV show ready to go. We had the families, co-stars, everything ready. It was going to be kind of like a, not like a hotel hell, but like a nightmare kitchen where I come in and I kind of, you know, fix this family's health. It was actually really going to be funny. Very, very cool. Everything going great. My flight was set up. I was supposed to land, a wardrobe ready, everything good to go. And then all of a sudden, no, one of the vice presidents got fired. When the vice president got fired, boom, everything rolls downhill. So we are living in a world right now where nothing lasts, but we're not talking, we knew that, nothing lasts, but we would think there would be some sort of job security. And if you're advising your kid or grandkid on what to do to make sure they have job security, what are you advising them? I'd really like to know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When it comes to the recession was tough because the people that got fired first were the ones who were the best workers. They were the ones who had been with the company longest and had made a lot of money. The more money you make, the more of a target you were. So we were seeing people who were making $25 an hour getting fired because their bosses could hire two $10 an hour. Two and a half workers for that money. They go, well, I was there for a while. I built up. And so if I have to advise my kids, and I do, one's going to be starting college next year, the other one's still in high school, what to do? Telling them to get the highest degree? No, I don't know if that's going to help them. You have to be more of a jack of all trades. You have to be more adept. Getting the highest of highest degrees may make you stand out, but it'll make you expensive, and people don't want expensive anymore. And if people do shake things up or want something done, if you can only do one particular thing, you're not going to last. So I don't know about getting the highest degree. Being cool, I think being cool is fine. Rex Tillerson looked cool. He looked really easy to work with. I guess that didn't work. I think the advice we have to give you is know how to play the system. We have to teach our kids to be players. Do we do that? Nope. Do we teach them how to buddy up, how to play the politics? No. See, I don't know how to play politics. I don't. Okay? There's a lot of places where you just need to lay low. Lay low and wait out the storm. Oh, hell no. I don't want to lay low and wait out the storm. I want to get stuff done. Life is too short. And I've gotten myself into trouble with that because, people feel threatened. They go, oh, wait a second. No. That has to be our idea. And I'm like, look, I don't care whose idea it is. Can we get something like that done? It'd be so cool. This would be so flipping cool. No. Lay low. Don't be a lightning rod. The problem is, you know, I was at a radio conference and David Bernstein was up there talking and he said, look, we're all going to get fired one day. Whether it's in radio, whether it's in TV, whether it's in engineering and marketing, in medicine, you're all going to get fired one day. So make sure you have something on your resume where when you go to your next job, you can say, but I did this. That's what we need to teach our students, to build. Build something. So even if you do get fired, you show somebody else that you did something, not just stay under the radar. 1-877-DOCDALI.
is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there were two fertility clinic breakdowns that we are being told are baffling experts, couples upset, in fact, already starting to sue. Now, these two clinics occurred in San Francisco and suburban Cleveland. And what ended up happening were damaged The refrigerator failures, I apologize. These were simultaneously refrigeration failures that damaged or destroyed potentially thousands of frozen eggs and embryos. This is being touted as the biggest such loss on record in the U.S. Unfortunately, these malfunctions, which could have been prevented, have left parents heartbroken. Experts are baffled, and let's break down what happened. In Ohio, University Hospital's Cleveland Medical Center estimates 2,000 eggs and embryos may have been damaged or destroyed when an unexplained storage tank malfunction caused temperatures to rise on March 4th. The medical center has apologized. But weird, on the same day in San Francisco, an embryologist at the Pacific Fertility Clinic noticed the liquid nitrogen level in one tank was very low during a routine check. That's according to clinic president Dr. Carl Herbert told ABC. He said the tank was immediately replenished and the embryos were later transferred to a new tank. Now, they don't believe there's a connection between the two episodes, but very rare that two at once could happen. So here to help us break this down, we have Dr. Eva Littman, who is director and founder of Red Rock Fertility in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, facility is awesome, by the way. Dr. Littman, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. It's unfortunate that we have to discuss something like this, but I want to assure people that these type of issues don't happen very often. We actually have alarm systems put in place and I know Pacific Fertility Center does as well, wherein if the liquid nitrogen level gets low for any reason, the alarm will go off. So I'm thinking that probably what happened is that alarm system malfunctioned. What mm-hmm. we do to counteract that is we use people. Our embryologists actually manually check everything every day, even on the weekends, to keep that from happening. But I noticed that both of these centers were larger places. They do a lot of cycles, and they have probably three times the amount of cryo tanks that we do, and so they're probably more dependent on the mechanical alarm systems for their liquid nitrogen levels. And so if I was a patient, I wouldn't worry too much about this happening on a regular basis, because think about the fact we've been doing IVF for years.
Exactly.
First time you've heard of something like this happening. But, you know, even for it to happen once is just so unfortunate for the patients that that suffer through that, because a lot of these women, you know, might not have the ability to get good eggs again to do that type of procedure, even if they were able to give it to them free at this point. Age has occurred now, and that can change things. So my heart goes out to all those people, but I would like to reassure other people that are having to go through the IVF process that this is not a usual occurrence. It's something that happens mm-hmm. very infrequently.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Dr. Littman, and thank you. You know, it's interesting. We were talking about IVF the other day, because with daylight savings time, there was a recent study where women seem to conceive less the week we lose the hour of sleep, daylight savings time starts. Have you seen those numbers where it's a little more difficult? I mean, is that a true study?
I haven't seen that, but I know I try to stay away from daylight savings time, because we have after they take the trigger shot, the procedure is supposed to be about 36 hours later, and a lot of people get confused, and that timing is very important. So I try to stay off of that weekend as far as doing retrievals. But as far as putting the embryos back in, I haven't seen that that's an issue. There is something to having the correct amount of sleep. And so making sure that your cortisol levels are normal and that you're getting a 6 to 8 hour night of sleep. In Vegas, that's a problem because people work different shifts. But in general, that's very important. It's been shown in various studies to be important. So I know my sleep has been off this week, so I wouldn't be surprised if that study is true.
Me too. You know, not to be too graphic, but, you know, hubby and I really have morning sex more often than night sex, and because the daylight savings time, the hour was already over. That window of opportunity was over by the time I woke up. I was like, sorry.
You missed it, huh?
Yeah. For those of you joining us,
we're talking to Dr. 4 hours of sleep in that case.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to Dr. Eva Littman, founder and practice director of Red Rock Fertility Center. Something else that was very interesting that came up in the news, Dr. Littman, was how fresh embryos versus frozen embryos. The frozen embryos seem to do better than the fresh embryos.
What we're doing now is there's even endometrial receptivity test that will tell us exactly when to do the transfer. So when we freeze embryos, then we have that ability to prepare the inside of the uterus in a way that it will be maximized for implantation. So we're finding that when we do fresh cycles, sometimes the hormone levels or the patient's uterus is not in synchronization with the embryo development. So we've definitely gotten, especially in the ladies over 38, higher success rates with frozen cycles versus fresh.
Yeah, see, if you ever had to tidy up my uterus to make it perfect for an implantation, you got to bring in a vacuum, you're going to need to dust, maybe some Febreze. I mean, it is like a mess in there.
It's possible.
Talking cobwebs.
I try to do hysteroscopies on everybody and clean out the uterus ahead of time, but I guarantee you, yours will be doable as well.
We're talking needing a whole cleaning crew on that. You know, it's interesting. I love what you do. It is such a blessing, you know, for these people that don't have children. I mean, how successful are you noticing these IVF treatments nowadays?
Well, now we're getting up in the 80s, which is amazing, because when I first started, it was 35 to 40% was, you know, gave you bragging rights. And now to be looking in the 75 to 85%, I mean, last year, my 35 and under had a cumulative rate of 92%.
Wow.
You can't really get much better than that. So I'm pretty happy with it, because now we're doing the chromosomal testing where we can make sure it's normal before it goes in. So the other nice part is we don't see the miscarriages that we used to see.
Yes.
Due to abnormality. And so it's quite wonderful. And now we can, you know, just implant one embryo as opposed to implanting multiple embryos now that we know that information. So it's a lot safer for the patient, a lot safer for the babies that are coming out. And it's just wonderful watching how the technology has improved.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever had to do it, I'd like to, you know, implant an embryo where the kid, you know, later grows up to do his flipping homework, cleans his room, does a back talk. Everyone's like, oh, people are going to...
I don't think we can specify those things yet.
I got to tell you, they are... The funny thing is they're just like their daddy. The only thing is it's not like Corey, which makes me wonder who their daddy really is. Dr. Littman, you are awesome. How do people find you? Because you're a wealth of information when it comes to this.
Yes, they could just look up redrockfertility.com, or they can call our office at 702-262-0079, and I'm quite searchable on the web as well, Eva, Littman, because sometimes people spell it Lipman, but it's Littman.
They think you're Jewish. I get that, too. They think you're Jewish. Everybody tries to Jewify our names, and because I'm Jewish, but my name doesn't sound it, so it's okay.
Well, my kids get all the free children's Jewish books because of that. So
yeah, I know.
I'm pretty happy about it.
Don't eat moths on Passover. You're going to be miserable. Dr. Littman, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, when we come back, women with bigger butts are more at heart attack risk. Really? I am so screwed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of us have got big butts, right? I like big butts, and I cannot lie. No other brother can deny. Yeah. Baby Got Back was our wedding song when I walked down the aisle. It was Baby Got Back. And I guess, okay with it. You know, I mean, who am I, you know, to try to fight with the groom before I could finally get married? But studies come out saying women with bigger waists and hips have higher heart attack risk. Now, we knew that about the waist size, but really the butt? We got some big booties, some of us women. I know it. Everyone's like, oh, you know, women don't look at each other. We do look at each other's butts because we compare. Is my butt as big as hers? Is my butt smaller? Oh, my butt needs to look like that. Should I be looking like that? Women will look at each other. It doesn't have to be a sexual thing. But women will look at each other because we're very competitive. Remember, in the animal kingdom, we need to compete for mates. We need to make sure that the average, you know, mate will pick us over somebody else. Even if we don't want that mate, we want to know that we are pickable or we are choosable, even if we don't want the other. And so we look at our butts, we look at the way our boobs are, we look at the way our shapes are, and a large butt is very attractive in the animal kingdom. You guys need to read my article on the psychology of butt grabbing, on why women get their butts grabbed. It's a very animalistic instinct. It's a very common, normal thing that gets done that unfortunately is the part of a mating ritual for many civilizations and centuries and in many societies and even in this day and age. Touching the butt, grabbing the butt. Guy wants to, you know, do the hibbity-dibbity with his wife. Grabbing the breast sometimes doesn't cut it. You grab the butt, she's good to go sometimes. So butt grabbing is a very successful way of initiating the mate. So women need to make sure they have a good-looking butt. Or they need to make sure they have an attractive butt. And bigger-butted women seem to do better because it attracts the eye. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Guys like little petite women. Nah. Actually, they don't. Interview the guys. Or if we're talking about heterosexual couples, you could talk to any couples, but in terms of mating and procreating, if a man is looking to procreate, okay, or maybe even not, just recreate, if they notice the butt first, that's already, it's like advertising. Have any of you guys ever worked in advertising? It doesn't matter what your product is. If you could get them to look at you first, you already have them. You could have a crappier car. Your car could get less gas mileage. Your car could have a crappier color. But if you get them there, if you attract them, you could convince them that what you have is what they want. That's what we women do. That's what I did to my husband. He was attracted to a couple things, but then he was like, okay, I don't know this is where I want to shop. I'm like, oh, you want to shop here? I do, and let me show you why you want to shop here. This is on sale. All right. This is quiet. You aren't going to hear a lot of noise. I'm not going to go into this, but I convinced him that my store was where he wanted to park his car. And so it worked. So when it comes to tushies, many women will augment the size of their tushy. You know, there was this big push in the 90s to be six. Not anymore. Now it's all about the curves. Unfortunately, there could be health risks with our curves. So researchers examined the data on 479,610 adults in England, Scotland, and Wales. At the start, participants ranged in age from 40 to 69 with an average of 56. They were typically overweight, but they didn't have a history of heart disease. After an average follow-up of 7 years, 5,700 people had heart attacks. And the heart attacks were more common in people who were obese, with the risk increasing along with increases in body mass index and a ratio of height to weight. But the increased risk was even higher for people who had an unusually large waist circumference or a high waist to hip ratio, meaning their hips weren't much wider than their waist. Now, this seemed to do worse for women. So they found women with bigger waists and waist-to-hip ratios face a greater excess risk of experiencing a heart attack than men who have a similar apple shape. That was according to lead study author St. Peters of the George Institute for Global Health and the University of Oxford in the UK. They say our findings show that looking at how fat tissue is distributed in the body, especially in women, can give us more insight into the risk of heart attack than greater measures of obesity like BMI. It's true. Just looking at a BMI, I think all of us hate the BMI, right? Based on our height and our weight, where we stand on the chart, we can't stand that. Especially those of us women that wear size 10 shoes, we're not going to have a BMI of somebody who wears a size 5 shoe. Okay? We're bigger boned women. Alright, we're a little bit more burly. We're a little bit more stout. We're bigger women. Bigger girls. Alright? Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round. I mean, we are big girls. Don't mess with us. Alright? Don't be going with our BMI. Please. But, based on where your fat sits, makes a heck of a lot of sense. If you're distributing a lot of fat around your mid-level, around your stomach, then you could be also depositing fat along the liver, along the kidneys, along the heart. Fat's going to distribute somewhere. Now, the less fat you are, the less obese, the less fat cells you're filling up, the better you are. So what women have to do is, rather than panic about the BMI, they have to try to, you know, have less fat. Build more muscle, because, you know, more muscle, you'll have a higher BMI, but lose the fat. That's what we really, really care about. Globally, 1.9 billion adults are obese or overweight, according to the World Health Organization. Obviously, obesity increases the risk of heart disease, diabetes, joint disorders, and certain cancers. So what's healthy? A BMI under 25. If you're 25 to 30, you're overweight. If you're above 30, you're obese. If you're over 40, you're morbidly obese. So they say the maximum healthy waist-to-hip ratio is 0.9 for men and 0.85 for women, according to the World Health Organization. But a ratio of 1 or higher means the waist is bigger than the hips, and that can increase the risk of heart disease or health problems linked to obesity. So does it mean a big butt will put you at risk for a heart attack? No. Not having a big butt per se, if your waist is smaller. However, if you have a lot of fat around the waist and you have a lot of fat around the buttocks, you're not in the clear just because your butt is bigger than your waist. Visceral fat is what we're worried about, and the visceral fat is the dangerous fat. That's the fat that accumulates when you have an apple shape and you have a large waist circumference relative to the hips. Okay? And it's more active, can increase inflammation, can cause diabetes, coronary artery disease, so it's not good. Now, speaking of heart testing, you've been hearing a lot about calcium testing in coronary arteries, and we've been, up until now, doing a lot of stress testing, having you get on a treadmill or increasing the rate of your heart. And many people are saying, why don't we just do the calcium testing? Well, researchers at the Intermountain Medical Center Heart Institute in Salt Lake City have found that incorporating these tests may be better. Researchers measured the level of calcium in the coronary arteries during stress testing using two tests, PET or CT, okay? And they found, after he talks, that after looking at 8,000 patients without a history of coronary artery disease, they said researchers found that 53.2% had no calcium in the coronary arteries, while 46.8% did. And within the 60 days, they found that 6% of patients with no calcium underwent coronary angiography compared to 10.8% who did. 8% of patients with no calcium went on to receive revascularization to restore blood flow, whereas 6.5% of patients who had calcium in the coronary arteries. Meaning, maybe these tests will give us a better idea of who really should be having this testing. And it could tell us a better difference of who's more at risk for heart disease. We'll talk more about this in a bit. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.